Well, pleased to be joined on the line right now by the Agriculture and Forestry Minister for the province of Alberta, Devin Preeshan, making another appearance here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, getting up things to talk about today. So I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here.
You bet. Well, thanks so much for having me on again, Kyle.
Well, the first thing I want to talk about to you with today, Minister, is the Canadian Agriculture Partnership. I know the province has done some things to kind of streamline that grant process. Why don't you kind of tell us what's kind of happened there?
Sure. Well, we've reduced the number of grants and consolidated them, and actually tried to speed up the actual approvals of them from the department side. So people that have applied for grants, or we've also created new granting programs, there's going to be service standards that will be on the department so that, again, there's going to be more timely access to these funds. And an expansion of a good program that we created just a couple years ago in response to the federal government's carbon tax on grain drying. Our efficient grain handling program, we've actually expanded that program to have air fans and actually conversion of natural gas to from propane or vice versa on grain dryers. And then two new exciting programs, the farm technology program and the on-farm value-added program. And so we're really hoping to see a lot of economic growth and jobs created from both those directly on the farm programming.
And you sort of mentioned there that one of the things you're looking to see out here is a lot more of a, technology on farms. And I know that's something I've noticed a lot over the past few years, is a lot of poor farmers are getting more embracing of a new technology out there. Is this obviously something you're looking to see more of going forward here?
Yeah, exactly. There's so much big data when it comes to farms these days. And so this new farm technology program is going to have everything from electronic soil sensors to farm equipment that will deal with big data management on farms, whether it be livestock or within barns or out on equipment out in the fields, as well as electric livestock ID readers. And then also a subset of this program is something that I think is near and dear to my heart, just coming from rural Alberta, is a rural crime initiative where there'll actually be farm security aspect to this farm tech program. That's everything from GPS in equipment to trackers of that equipment, to remote fuel tank monitors, to wireless stations, motion detectors, and even internet boosters out in rural areas. So I think it's something that it's something we've heard a lot from industry that we need to be able to, A, do whatever we can to help address rural crime, but also on the farm tech side to be able to keep up and compete internationally.
And when I know and talk to some other ministers with the government, a lot of talk have been about, as we start to kind of make our way out of the pandemic and trying to get some more investment and job creation and all that stuff. And what do you kind of see from sort of the agriculture side and trying to create more jobs in that line of work?
Well, just from these CAP programs that, again, we didn't revolutionize all of them, but we did make some changes. But last year, we actually, from an agriculture and forestry standpoint, delivered on 989 grants. And that actually helped attract over $150 million in private investment directly for agriculture, and also helped to create 750 jobs. But an additional work that our department did, we have about 20 investment folks within the department that actually work with large, international, small, medium-sized investment projects, just to kind of help them navigate through all the government hurdles that are sometimes in place. And we've actually have created over 2,000 jobs from that, and nearly $1 billion in value-added processing in the agriculture space just last year alone. So it is something that it's a huge growth potential industry, and we want to make sure that we're helping entrepreneurs and job creators and investors so that we can grow and expand our ag sector.
And we talked about a number of interesting things that are sort of out there for farmers, with this sort of grant process and stuff like that. Now, with farmers we got up here in the Peace Country, how can they go about maybe take advantage of some of these grants that are available?
Well, they're all online right now, and so I just encourage them to go through them and try to figure out which program fits best for them, and know that we've at least sped up our approval time to put service standards on our own department so that they'll get a quick turnaround now when they apply for these grants. And I think it's something that, every farm is different, so what works on some won't work on others. But yeah, I just encourage them to go check it out.
And finally, of course, whenever we have Minister Dreeson joining us on the show, we always like to get a little bit of a hockey discussion. And we know you're a big Oilers fan, and the last time we talked to you was in the middle of that Edmonton-Winnipeg series, which went interesting for the Oilers there. Coming out of that series and going into the off season, what do you think is sort of the biggest thing the Oilers need here going into the next season?
Well, yeah, it was pretty interesting, a sweep and then a sweep the other way with Montreal against the Jets. But I think it is something that Edmonton still has a tough time trying to figure out, you know, having, you know, a more solid defense, obviously secondary scoring being an issue. I know a lot of people were disappointed that the Darnell Nurse snub, but for the Norris Trophy. But, you know, it's great that we have great individual efforts from McDavid and Draisaitl as well as Nurse. But it is something that we got to make sure that we can, you know, put together a solid team and have, you know, be able to roll over a whole bunch, you know, two or three solid lines. And I'm hoping that in the offseason we'll be able to look for those folks to beef up that side of our play, because we should be a contender. And it is something that I think that we've been lacking in those areas for the last few seasons now.
Well, always interesting things with the Agriculture and Forestry Minister. We know you're busy with farming yourself, so we'll get you back to it here. Ag Minister Devin Treister, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Kyle.